Hey, it's Rami Mays. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Go home, band! 101.5 UMFM.
Yes, friends, it's true. Rami Mays has left the building. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. Here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff, and we got lots of good stuff for you today. My name's Jeff, your host. You're somewhat able. That's a good word. I just made that up. You like that? You're somewhat capable, able host here till 4 o'clock. We got stuff to talk about. You like to talk? Let's talk. But there's certainly time for requests as well. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com if you prefer the email, as I do. If you want to find us on the Facebook, you can do that. Just dial up Telebanda Go Home and Steel Belted Radio. We're there. If you want to find me on the Twitter, Jeff Robson, Jeff with a J. And if you want to find me here, live at the University of Manitoba, staring out at this windy, kind of gray, cold day. But really, I mean, really, this it seems stupid to call this a cold day after all we've suffered through all winter. It's you know, I'll take it. And I won't even complain about it. -2? Eh, who cares? Sun will be back. And after a day like yesterday, well, what's to complain about, really? All right, so what do you want to talk about today? Today, I just discovered the best record of 2017 so far. It is a stunner, and we're going to play that for you coming up a little bit. We're going to maybe have a little birthday party. We kicked it off with a bit of a premature birthday party. Our pal Rami's having a birthday tomorrow, and so we'll send that one out to her and. And whatever, if for some reason you're not aware, Rami is here from 1 to 2, taking you on a ride with the Queen. Some good harmonica playing today. Lots of James Cotton. That was nice. So might want to tune into that sometime. Or look up the podcasts on the UMFM website. I don't know if I've mentioned it lately, but if you go to umfm.com, not only can you find all the playlists for most shows, those of us who put them in regularly on time, you can dial up today's playlist. If you go to umfm.com, there's a current playlist right at the top. You can see what we're playing. If you miss the title of a song and you don't have time to phone me, you just look it up there. But also, if you go to the program grid and you click on any show here on UMFM, you can listen to shows. As long as somebody has put in a playlist, there should be a button at the top that says listen. And you can go and, well, listen. It's pretty simple. So check that out sometime. In the meantime, holy cow, I got to shut up. Last night, there was a great, great, great show here in Winnipeg. And, man, I've loved this band for a long time. When I think back to my youth, you know, and that would pretty much be most, if not all, of the 90s, I guess. This band was pretty much the soundtrack for the entire 90s for me. Discovered them real early in the 90s and then, you know, maybe dropped off a bit after the 90s were over, but always loved them. They were back in town last night and in fine form. They are the Watchmen. Did a great performance. Our pal William Prince opened the show in fine form, and that was pretty good. Played a lot of new songs. William did. The Watchmen, you know what, they're cool for a couple of reasons. Number one, you don't just hear the CD when you go to the show. They mix things up a lot, especially lead singer Danny and his fabulous improvisations. He throws in songs like it's like a jukebox. You got to keep a scorecard at home trying to figure out all the songs that were thrown in at a Watchmen show. And I've got a few on my scorecard, and I'll play them for you now. But how about one from the record that they were celebrating the release of, Live and in Stereo? Here's a good one.
This is right about the time when I feel I'm sitting down.
Talk about planning for the crisis. I'm not thinking like that at all. Smiling faces are my Dionysus. I'm not thinking clear at all. Crazy one, 'cause I know what you're thinking, 'cause it's not looking great right now. Oh, what's this talk about? Planning for the crisis. Not thinking like that at all. At all. Yeah, as much as I can say, it's hard for me to stay away. Ever and ever, yeah, as far as any I can see. Better and better, yeah, as far as I can tell, we're on the road to go right ahead, over and over and over, as far as I can tell, we're on the road to go right ahead, right ahead. To me, I've been wrapping your mind around me for all and everyone to see. See, what would you say falling from a building so far, so free, so far, so free?
This is Mike Mills from REM, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
But I ran in with a bad crowd, and since then it's just been down.
time, and I'm on the skids. But I know what I'm doing, I just can't stop doing it. Me and my companion, hell bent to ruin it. The three martini lunch, things will get better soon, I got a hunch. The three martini.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves. I've no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall it kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you care to see the song of freedom? Won't you care to see redemption? Redemption. From endless slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy,
none of them can stop the time.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look helplessly?
Some say it's just a part of it.
We've got to fulfill the food. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? All I ever have, redemption song. All I ever have, redemption song. From endless slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy,
none of them can stop the time.
There's a classic from Bob Marley and the Wailers. That's the version you don't hear very often, the full band version. I kind of figure that we've all heard the acoustic version enough times. But we heard a fine version of it last night at the Big Walker Theater, ending off the show. The Watchmen pulled that one out at the end of the show. They've often thrown that into their shows over the years, but made a nice little second encore, get out and go home kind of a number right at the end. That's Redemption Song, of course, from the album Uprising. Before that, we heard Them, featuring Van Morrison, doing a cover of the Simon and Garfunkel track, Richard Corey. And we also got to hear that one last night. Graham Parker in there with a song called The Three Martini Lunch. I'd never heard that song before, so I had to look it up. But man, it's pretty good. It's pretty cool. I kind of like that. And a couple of REM numbers, which we heard in its entirety. We heard a solo piano version of Disturbance at the Heron House. We heard that from their MTV Unplugged session. Excuse me. And we heard a little bit, just a little snippet thrown in of Superman as well last night. Played the whole song here for you today from Life's Rich Pageant. And from the new album, which was recorded live here in Winnipeg just over a year ago, live and in Syria. We heard Brighter Hell there. Watchmen, they're fine guys, and you know, as I'm there at the concert, I'm paying attention to the lyrics and stuff in a way that I don't often get to do because I have raging ADD. And I just got to thinking about what great songs they were. How different some of those songs are. How challenging and kind of thoughtful, insightful, provocative, even. Some of those songs are great songs. Great songs. Really, really fun stuff. You might want to check out that that live record, or you can get the complete concert. Your digital download store of choice will give you the full 21 song experience from last year. And yeah, good stuff. I wanted to play a couple of tracks, just throw in a couple of things here from a member of the Watchmen who I guess knows our pal William Princeton helped land him the gig. It's kind of ironic that the non-Winnipeg guy is the one who knows Winnipeg's own William Prince and got him the gig. And it's also kind of interesting that you know, none of the original Watchmen really did too much in music publicly anyway, after the band kind of went its separate ways. They all have other careers on the go. But the only one who's really maintained a career in music, at least, you know, doing his own stuff, is bass player Ken Tizard, who you might not think, seen him kind of prowling around the stage with his bass hung down to his kneecaps. You might not think of him as a sensitive singer-songwriter type, but he is, actually. He's got a whole bunch of great solo records out. And I'll play something off of his new record, No Dark, No Light, coming up. Actually, I guess it's not that new, is it? 2015. Okay, it's not that new. It's new to me. I just got it. So we'll play something off of that. But here's one from 2012 that I always quite liked, a sensitive little number called Someone to Stand Beside Me. This is Ken Tizard of the Watchmen. Until then, go ahead.
When I look at you, my world stops turning. There's no secrets I can't hide. In a crowded room, you stand out shining. There's something here I can't deny. 'Cause I want yeah, I need something that I thought that I could never. Choices, no one to share my home. Now I'm with you, we're tied together like a button in a hole. You'd better shave up, she said to me. If you're gonna be, you'd better shave up, she said. Someone to stand beside me. 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 you while I'm living all of myself. Let's take this road. God knows I'm trying while I'm giving all of myself. 'Cause
thank you. I didn't know I was looking for you. I didn't know there was something to find. Tomorrow you won't fit in yesterday's shoes, and I'm trying so hard to rewind. You came to me as an empty cup. I didn't know love could ever be real. And every day I tried to fill you up with everything that I thought you would feel. Through the years, the sorrow, the joy that we borrow, the tears that we share with the rain. Oh, today, tomorrow, forever I'll follow your trail. Just call my name. First step into a world that was wide as the sky. I held your belly there against my chest. I was there when you needed to cry. I never knew a friend could be so small and have a heart just as big as the moon. You know I can't stop you from growing up. I just wish that it wasn't so soon. Through the years, the sorrow, the joy that we borrow, the tears that we share with the rain. Oh, today, tomorrow, forever I'll follow your trail. Just call my name.
Don't sing no lullaby.
There's a good news, bad news, bit of a song. That's brand new from Laura Lee. Brand new from Andrew Combs, called Laura Lee, from his brand new record, just came out on Friday, Canyons of the Mind. And well, I don't know, the record does nothing for me, and I know I need to give it some more time, but his first album was just it's so stellar. It's top to bottom. It's absolutely brilliant. And ever since then, things for me have been getting steadily worse. So I don't feel so bad if I don't see him this summer now, which is, you know, kind of good news, I guess, in a way. But check it out. You know, make up your own mind. Let me know what you think. Brand new Andrew Combs. Before that, something new from Sean Rao. I kind of feel the same way about Sean Rao. He's lost me somewhere along the way, too. I kind of like that track. The album, I've listened to a couple times. I don't know if I get it. It certainly isn't like the songs that I loved before. But interesting enough, and I believe Sean Rao is playing the Calgary Folk Festival this year. I'm still curious to see if he's such an incredible live performer. I believe he's bringing a band, though, to Calgary, if I'm not mistaken, which is different, weird, interesting. Wonder how that'll be. I don't know. And a couple in there from Ken Tizard of The Watchmen. We heard something from his latest record, No Dark, No Light. Waste Your Time. It's not at all a waste of your time. And something from his record, The Goodness of Bad Intent. It's he called it Ken Tizard with Bad Intent is the name of the band, which I think is pretty clever. And we heard a lovely song called Someone to Stand Beside Me. Now, a bunch of things came out on Friday, including the Andrew Combs, the Sean Rao, the Watchmen record. And, well, the Watchmen record is pretty darn good, but I expected it to be good. The other two, I'm not so sure about. There's one other record that came out on Friday. And, well, I wasn't entirely sure what to think. I was optimistic. But holy cow, it just it blew my damn mind, and I'm going to blow yours and learn how to speak after a short break. Please stick around. I'll try to fix my mouth.